has their own tree?
Let's just say I spend a lot of money.
All of the children played together outside, except for when the boys wanted to play war. Then the girls had no problem keeping busy doing more interesting girl things. They would play house with their doll and pretend to be the mother, or have a tea party. Girls liked to read books and notes from each other. At church, the girls gathered in a circle and usually were left unattended. The teacher spent more time with the boys because the girls were better behaved. They loved to gossip about the boys when they got into trouble. And old so-and-so said stuff. Girls loved to have sleepovers whenever they could. Girls spent a great deal of time whispering and giggling and passing notes. There were two girls that stood out amongst the other young ladies that attended the local school and church. Rachel and Ruth were twin sisters that made you see double. They looked so much alike that they often traded names so that they could confuse any person trying to talk to them. Once, when they were just newborns getting their first bath, their mother suddenly realized that she did not know which one was which. There was a small freckle in the eyebrow of one of the babies, so she decided.
This one shall be Rachel, because I will never tell that I got them mixed up.
Their mother never told the girls how they could tell them apart, but she could, and they always wondered how. Whenever the girls wanted to play together without the boys in the way, they would say,
Let's ask Rachel and Ruth what they want to do now.
Young girls in those days, in some areas, rarely attended school. Homemaking was a full-time job. What they would mostly do during their pastime is sewed, do needlework, and visited one another. Women and girls would spend much of their time writing letters. Because paper was difficult to obtain at the time, the girls wrote on birch tree bark, in the sand, and on the ice and snow. They used the leaves of the trees and scrap strips of leather for their manuscripts. In Northampton County, all the children went to school together, boys and girls. Classes would be held sometimes due to the season, either inside or out. Each child had a small black chalkboard to work out and complete the lesson. Good penmanship was always a requirement. All the girls loved to practice their handwriting, and they felt lucky when they got a piece of paper to do it on. Platt Rogers Spencer designed the Spencerian method of cursive handwriting. He is known as the father of American penmanship. His writing system was first published in 1848 in his book Spencer and Rice's System of Business and Ladies' Penmanship.
That's awesome.
The girls would compare each other's work to see which letters they still needed work on. They took great pride in their penmanship ability and teased the boys about it. When they had time away from learning about homemaking, the girls played games. The game of graces was played by two players, either two girls or a girl and a boy. Boys did not play graces with one another because it was considered a girl's game. The game involved whirling a colored hoop towards your partner, who attempted to catch the hoop on the tip of a slender wand. The elegant game was considered to offer young ladies both proper and correct exercise. One game the girls did play with the boys was jack straws or pickup sticks. The Indian children at the school taught them to play it with straws of wheat. To play, all that was needed was a pile of wood splinters or straws. The sticks were heaped in the middle of a table. Each player took a turn removing one stick from the pile. The challenge was to do so without moving any of the other sticks. Playing dominoes was a favorite pastime in the late 1800s. The game was played by young and old. Dominoes are flat, rectangular blocks called tiles or bones. Each tile has two groups of dots on one side. The dots range in number from 0 to 6. The tiles are put in the middle of the table face down. The first player to lay down all of his or her dominoes by matching up the numbers wins. Rachel and Ruth were inseparable when they were young, but as they grew older, Ruth got more into outdoor things like the boys were into. She loved to go hunting, not so much for the thrill of the kill, but she liked the freedom being out in the woods. She had no problem slipping on boys' pants to keep her warm when she went hunting with them during the winter months. She was a deadly shot with her father's rifle, and she bagged her first big buck at the age of 13. The boys with her that day were amazed that Ruth insisted on field dressing out her own deer. Thereafter, Ruth always had a well-deserved and very proud memory of that day. Rachel loved to read, and she devoured anything in print. She used to keep all the newspapers she could get her hands on so she could read the stories again and again. She cut out the stories that sparked her interest and kept them tucked neatly between the pages of a book. She loved to read the published letters of Florence Nightingale about her experiences as a nurse in the Crimean War from 1854 to 1856. Nightingale was a prodigious and versatile writer who was concerned with spreading medical knowledge. She wrote her tracts in simple English so they could be easily understood by those with poor literary skills. Florence Nightingale, at the age of 24 and coming from a wealthy Italian family, felt called by God to help the poor and sick. She is considered the founder of modern nursing. She was known as the Lady with the Lamp, and she and her nurses saved many lives during the Crimean War. Rachel read about how she took notice of the dirtiness and deterioration of the military hospitals. The conditions in the hospitals were dreadful, and the wounded men were sleeping in overcrowded, dirty rooms without any blankets. Wounded soldiers often arrived with diseases like typhus, cholera, and dysentery. She saw that more men died from these diseases than from their injuries. Often the soldiers were not even given food and medicine to help them get better. The army doctors did not want the nurses helping. Soon after they arrived, however, there was a very large battle and the doctors realized they needed help. Florence Nightingale knew that if the doctors were going to allow her nurses to work, they must be excellent at their jobs. Rachel fully embraced the Nightingale effect, where a caregiver would develop a romantic feeling for a patient, even if very little communication or contact took place aside from basic care. She believed that feelings would fade once the patient was no longer in need of care. The two sisters, Rachel and Ruth, enjoyed a lifetime close relationship. Whenever they were apart, they always communicated daily with a short letter.